What's up, guys? Thanks and welcome back to the channel and Real Housewives of Atlanta recaps with Creator Arena. I am Princess Lightfoot. Don't be afraid to hit that subscribe button to knock me on over to 1300 if we haven't made it by now. So people are so weird. I'm like, I go a little bit and then like some weirdo's like, I'm gonna unsubscribe. You know what I mean? Whatever. It's just like, so when you have that in your mind, you just do something to the universe and it makes me go even further. Okay. So yeah, good. Never mind. Just keep on tattering. Okay. But for all of those who don't have hate in their heart and that are going places in life and are already places in life, go ahead and hit the subscribe. Thanks. Move forward. So, upon first glance, I was like, it wasn't too exciting for me, the show, because I am just still getting over the fact that Nene is gone. I know it's been years, but I am a loyal everything. I'm a loyal person. So in every facet of my life, I'm loyal. And Nene, yeah, I didn't like any of that shit. I don't like how the girls pushed you out. So I was like, fuck all those bitches. I'm done with the show. I've grown since then. I've grown tremendously. I've you know, life happens and keeps happening to you and things like that. And you know, it was rumored that Nene was gonna be on here, but she's not in the marquee, so maybe she'll just be like coming into the show, hopefully. I'm kind of happy. I call this episode, I'm sorry, this scene, a Harlem kind of happy, because Ross, so I'm getting to know these characters, like, so for all the people that are just starting to watch this show, and shout out to all of my 1,299 subscribers, thank you guys, because you guys, like, some of you guys were literally here when there was only one, when there was only four, when there was only five, when there was only 12. I love you guys, love you. Okay, so, I don't know any of these people except for Kenya. You'll know who I know as we go along. So anyway, the party guy is Ross. Ross is fine AF. Please do not take any offense, Sanya, you have won the mother freaking melanated man lottery. She won. She's a winner, not a chicken dinner. Okay. But she got a whole motherfucking steak and potatoes over there. I'm moving forward. That man is fine. All right. And please forgive me if I say it over and over again. Because it's just deep. It's everything about him. His whole aura, his whole vibe. I bet you he a good father and everything. The man just sit up on that chair. In that one scene, we're going to look at like a king on his goddamn throne. That man is everything. All right. So they have it. He deserves a goddamn party. A party of a damn $100,000. But I don't know about no $100,000 party, Ross. You know what I'm saying? Because you look like a reasonable man. You look like you probably about to cuss her ass out, run around them corners behind these cameras. And if they was on Married to Medicine, you know they'll drag her ass. They'll drag her ass. Don't matter. You had a bad party. We're going to get there. Move forward. So they having a party for Ross. And I love the theme. I love it, okay? And, you know, because I love old school, you know, I love old school anyway. Love. All right, we're going to move it forward. Sheree looking good. Sheree is a bad motherfucker. You know, Sheree is the baddest housewife because they tried to make fun of Sheree and all that shit. Chat told Sheree and talking about it ain't going to come to you. It ain't this, it ain't that, and this and all that. What the fuck is you talking about? And he was worrying about the checks that Sheree was getting. So they said her chateau wasn't going to be this and wasn't going to be that. Sheree is everything, and the chateau is here to motherfucking stay. So they was worrying about her checks and her businesses and all this and this, but evidently the money ain't stopped rolling in for Sheree, and neither did the goddamn lumps. Sheree is fine as shit. How old is this woman? It don't even matter. Sheree probably run a show like me. I don't mention my age. I don't even know my age. We ain't celebrating that shit. No, you celebrate your ages, Sheree. That's probably why we can see you just a little bit. I don't even do that shit. That's some bullshit right there. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not going to calculate shit on me. We're not going to put no years on this type. Fine. This spirit is youthful and beautiful forever. Okay? And Sheree, goddamn it, man. Your body is everything forever. Sheree, I would give up one of my whole talents. I would give a whole talent for Sheree's body. So Sheree Martell. Okay. Now I only watched
Merge Huntsville
like once. It wasn't my thing. I just let it go. But I can't necessarily say it wasn't my thing. At that time I had started my YouTube endeavors, and that's some other content creator. You already know what time it is. So I didn't have time to do it. But I did catch an episode, so I do know, and I did catch some tea.
Shout out to my mom.
I don't know if she watched this show or not. Did she bring this shit up? She might have. It might not have been. It might have been somebody. I don't know. Anyway, so shout out to her anyway, because she sure enough did tell me about Queen's Court.
Shout out to Queen's Court, streaming now on Peacock for about $4.99 per month. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah. So we and my recaps are streaming now. Right now, don't click off the video. It should be in that corner for when we're done. Yeah. And the end screen. So basically, Martell was on Marriage of Huntsville and everything else like that. And he was married to the lady. I forgot the lady's name. She looked like a bird, though. She reminds me of a bird. That's not a bad thing, because I feel like we all resemble animals. And that's fine. I'm not going to say the animal. See, I don't know exactly what animal I resemble, but I know my spirit animals. There's two of them. So anyway, and she, Melanie, that's her name, and she's a pretty bird. She's a pretty bird. And so I feel like Martell's more like a dinosaur, and Sheree's more like a dinosaur, and that's why these bitches is bad together. Look at them. Look at them. He's built like a brick shit house, and so is Sheree. Can you freaking imagine? I don't want them to get no OnlyFans because they have children and they are better than that. And Sheree already got the chateau. Sheree already got, she got everything. She good to go, okay? She don't need to do none of that punk ass shit. Just leave your sexy love into yourself, because we just leave it to the imagination, Sheree. I mean, god damn. Sheree. So they was in the kitchen at about 4 minutes. All three of their asses. See, we only need 3-5. I got to lock the door. It's a motherfucking mess. It's 4 minutes. At 4 minutes. So at 4 minutes, Sheree invited a cook, a chef over to the goddamn kitchen. To cook for Martell and all these things like that. She's fine. The lady is fine as shit. But see, it don't matter. Sheree's body is so distracted. And the woman is fine, and she's young, and she's rare bone and everything. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot in the kitchen with you and your man. But Sheree, the lumps, they're busting out. I think the chef lady was looking at Sheree. She might have, so he said, well, damn, I thought you, because you said you had a surprise. I didn't know, I seen her. I didn't know we was going to have a dinner. I thought it was something else. And god damn it, and he's saying what I say, and I said, well, damn, all these motherfuckers is fine. I ain't even about that type of time, but I was getting hot, and this motherfucker looking at daughter. Damn it, man. What's going on? She was fine. They, you know, and I mean, it's just a lot. So, you know, I think they make a great couple. Now, you know, people need to mind their business. We're not going to keep on going. We're not going to keep on and on and on about this man and his past. Everybody got a past. And these women are just as divorced as Martell. And y'all don't know who they done cheated with. All women say it all the time. That's all the bitches talk about. I don't want to say bitches. I'm sorry about that, Bravo.
Shout out to Bravo and The Real Housewives of Atlanta, streaming now, also on Peacock TV, as well as Bravo TV on cable.
Mm-hmm. Hello. So basically, women talk about it all the time. They say, you know, women are sneaky and women know how to do shit, this, that, and the third. You know, so I ain't ever seen on this Housewives where they got cold, concrete evidence, DMs, text messages of the woman messing around. Okay? See, because y'all get to a point where y'all cover each other's motherfucking bikes. So we don't want to hear all that. And I ain't no advocate for no, it ain't no none of that type of shit. Okay? I'm an advocate for what's real, what's right. Keep it real, keep it right. Alright? And at the end of the day, ain't nobody is perfect. Ain't nobody a saint. Else we all be in heaven already. Okay? So that's it. We ain't gonna do that. I'm not gonna make that man keep on reliving his goddamn motherfucking past. He had a divorce. Now, this shit, we can go ahead and revisit it real fast. So let you motherfuckers know that I'm aware of what's going on, and I'm aware of the man's character. Now, I'm gonna tell you this right now. It ain't no excuse. See, because he sat up there and got that woman pregnant time and time again and was cheating at the same damn time. Now, that's nasty. Okay? And then he turned right around and he left her. I think he left her pregnant. I don't know. Well, maybe she had the baby. Don't matter, because he had too many children with her to just go and leave. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Melanie. This tells a lot about your character. See, I don't believe that you seem like one that kept the baby. Like, she kept on having the babies to keep Martell. And I'm wondering if, because, you know, time goes by. Time goes by in relationships, and people outgrow each other, and things happen. Now, he may have come to her like, listen, I want out of this thing. And she's like, oh, let's make it work. Boom, I'm pregnant. You don't know. We weren't there. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a reason for everything, you know. Martell gives me, in his aura, and from the little bit I've seen of the show, and then from everything I've seen on social media, because everything I know about this Melanie person is on social media, for all these motherfucking Instagram posts, tweets, everything she just said, child, and she just, I mean, she talks so much, the loudest of the situation, so that raised the eyebrow right there. Now, at the end of the day, he took her hand in marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Again, nobody is perfect. We all go pay for our sins now. Making no mistake. Okay. So the thing about it is he a good father? Okay. Because once you bring them into the world, that's something you sign up to do to the day you die. Okay. That's ingrained in stone and air and water and fire, everything. Okay. Everything. Now, that vow he took before God is between him, her, and the Lord. And that's it. Kenya does not have a right to keep, she can say what the fuck she say, and you can ignore her motherfucking ass too. And that's what I would do. I would turn my back on her. I would not acknowledge her. I would not look at her. I don't see you, bitch. So then I can't say nothing to you. So I hope that he get right with that and just don't acknowledge her. You need to do to her what y'all did to Nene. Don't film with the bitch. I'm gonna move it forward. Let me see. Because Kenya has always irritated me. And for that reason, I won't be mentioning nobody's children. I ain't been mentioning children. I know a lot of y'all, some of y'all had some children. I mean, because it seemed like you got with Mark just for that baby. But okay. Because he like, he ain't want nothing to do with you. Mark followed a very strict contract. And you wanted to go outside of that contract and act like y'all was in love. And he said,
oh, hell no.
Bust your damn bubble. I'm moving forward. Oh, so let's just, okay, so I'm saying, who's Moneta? And then I realized Moneta is Neo's ex. And I think, you know, Neo done her real, real, real dirty. So I wouldn't trust her. Okay. She's looking, he done her so dirty, she looked like Neo now. You know, I wouldn't trust her. I wouldn't trust her, and I wouldn't trust anything she say. She's not gonna be for nobody's betterment of their relationship. That man scorned her too bad. And I mean, I could be wrong. We're gonna see. Now, Kenya gotta be careful, because she's got karma coming to her and shit, because she just be so, you know, treacherous and shit. And I don't know what happened in love, but Kenya has a real thing on her when it comes to love. Now, she's decided to go to a whole nother nation for it. And that's fine. You know, but it's Moneta. You see, here's the thing. You're in a tricky place too, Moneta, because if shit don't work out with this man, she's going to blame you. She's not only is she going to blame you, you're going to have to be a therapist. She's going to blame you. And if you give her any type of flack, you're going to become her enemy. So I don't know why you tried to play matchmaker with Kenya. And then Kenya, why are you listening to somebody who ain't even got nobody, or somebody who been done so dirty? Okay. All right. Cause you know, and she ain't even get Neo back yet. Like, she ain't get him back. Like, bitch, get my lick back. You know what I'm saying? All right. So this is crazy. And I think y'all was calling him a thirst trap. I think y'all was calling, what's the face? Martell a thirst trap. How's he? Cause he was in your DMs. I mean, damn, when y'all don't understand it, what is a man supposed to do if he finds you attractive? How's he supposed to approach you? Shit. I mean, he say, I ain't gonna wait till I see you on the street. I'm just gonna hit on the fucking DM. And I mean, Kenya, you take pride in physical fitness as well. So I could see where he would be attracted to you. And I could see where he would have went to you first. You know, I mean, because as far as the pretty goes, you do have that on Sheree. Sheree got the budgie. Okay. But and she is fine in the face. So for real, he just DM'd you first, and then he realized, oh, this was better. Okay. And he moved forward with what was better. Because if he really wanted you, He'd hit you on another platform. He'd have got your number. He'd have got to you, girl. A man is always going to be where he wants to be. And that's why bitches get mad when they get cheated on. Moving forward. I feel like we are also ignoring the fact that Kenya waited until they were filming. Kenya waited until they were filming to even bring up the fact that he DM'd her, and y'all laughing and joking about him being a thirst trap? That don't make no motherfucking sense. Okay, moving forward. At about 15 minutes and 19 seconds, I don't know. Oh, yeah. This is a fine motherfucker right here. Goddamn. Sonya's husband is fine. This man. I'ma stop. I'm going to stop it right now. Girl, Sonya, you's a bad motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you, you bitches need to sit and take notes from Sonya. Because if she... Okay, anyway, I called this scene, y'all gotta get the fuck out. Because, see, she's sitting up here taking care of everybody and shit. She done pulled everybody. She doing everybody the right way, the right thing. Y'all giving her too many fucking dirty looks for me. The brother's giving her looks and shit. And he's passive aggressive. He's real passive aggressive. And I don't like passive aggressive people. That creeps me the fuck out. Because, see, if you passive, that means you sneaking the aggressive. See. Because, see, for me, I'm multifaceted. You can tell that you can tell that I can be aggressive, but you understand that I am aggressive, I'm coofed, I'm calm and patient, and I'm a nurse. So you have to be all of those things. You understand that? Because you don't know what's going to walk through that motherfucking door. You don't know how bad the pain going to be, how much the blood going to be, how crazy they going to be. You don't know what the fuck is coming behind them, like crazy ass family members and shit, kids, bad kids. You got to know how to fucking maneuver. You run out of supplies. You got to be MacGyver. Let me move forward. Wait a minute. Here we go. Sonya's Sanya. One person pronounced it Sanya and one say Sonya. Sonya. Somebody say Sonya. So I don't know. If you replace the T with an S, it's Sonya. Because it would be Tanya, right? Or you say, but then you got Tanya, right? Sanya. I don't know. So Sonya. I'm going to call her Sonya or whatever I can remember. It'll probably go from Sonya. It'll probably go from Sonya to Sonya to Sonya, like everybody else. So, Sonya, look at that evil look. She always just got to give her a judging look. Just this dirty looks they passing a bunch of dirty looks around for Sonya. That's a fucking mess. I had to record again. So, I don't know. So, I think I had deleted. So, we just going to go ahead and take it from the top of this shit. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who Ross is, but you know, they be on the Housewives. Originally, the Housewives, the point of it was that your husband is famous, or you are, but really it would be your husband. But Candy had done the thing where she's famous, you know, okay. So, but, and then, you know, you're known for something. So I guess Ross is somebody in the sports world, maybe, possibly, I don't know. But he's fine as shit. I said that. I ain't gonna keep on talking about your husband, Jill, because I know, I might be offended too if I had Ross. I'd be like, look, bitch. You said it once. Okay? Alright, move forward. You know, the vibe in their house, initially when I'm looking at it and everything, it just feels like a really good, nice vibe, right? Then everybody start talking, all these dirty looks is thrown around. It would be a very nice, comfortable home without the brother, the sister, and the mother. They got to get the fuck out because they're giving her one too many goddamn dirty looks. Why the fuck is everybody giving her these dirty looks? And y'all know the camera's there. Goddamn, everybody just looking at her like they fucking despise her, and I know she telling the truth because y'all in her house, so I know she is taking care of every motherfucker, but it don't matter if you working for her getting paid, she still, look, she employing you too, what the fuck is the problem? And I don't care how busy she making you, sir, that's your job. Your job is her personal assistant. How the fuck are you gonna complain about your job? You're supposed to make time for your personal life. You can't tell me that if your sister employed you, this motherfucker ain't that goddamn busy to where so you can't get no time off of work. What do you need to go to the goddamn Workers' Commission Union or some shit? Because that don't make no goddamn sense, and I don't want to hear it. All them dirty fucking looks they giving her. That's a lot of bad energy. You're not gonna be giving me them dirty looks around my children, because then the children gonna be looking at me fucking stupid. They gonna get the shit smacked out of them. What's wrong with you? And her sister gotta really get the fuck out, because she stood up there and told her, she called her a dingbat in her home, in her kitchen. Girl, do you know what type of good ass food I be making, bitch? You ain't about to call me shit. You are never, you ain't gonna insult me in my house, period, but you most definitely ain't gonna insult me in the kitchen. She called her a motherfucking dingbat because she wanted to take the kids outside to play before dinner. What, bitch? She, you need to be happy that she taking them kids to run around and then to tie their ass out, so that they tied and they eat, then they go to fuck the slave. Then you and the boy, the brother, can be doing what you want to do. You sound simple and you sound like a fucking hater. Sanya, get her out. Get her out. Get these motherfuckers out. You gotta get them out, yo. You can love them from afar, yo. Love your family from afar, girl. Love them from afar. Because they can't be in there fucking up your queendom, okay? It can't be, it ain't no queens to the castle, bitch. It can only be one. Moving forward. God damn, because I can spend all day on this shit. Called her a fucking dingbat. This is a mess. Girl, you be dinging and batting the fuck off this playing field. At 19 minutes and 40 seconds, it's funny how all that Tandy, all that talent that Candy got, and I'm only slightly entertained when she's on the motherfucking camera. And that was only because of the kids. That was only because of the kids, Candy. You still born as a motherfucker. But, you know, it is what it is. It goes to show you. See, that's what goes on still in the world. You know, you got popular people. People can be popular because you dress the part. You dress the part. You play the part. You got the money. And then people just fuck with you because it's a look. It's a look. It's a look. But really, when they're around you, you just quiet. You just silent. And it don't motherfucking matter. You really, really be an expendable friend. If it really boiled down to it, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how you have your broke friends, or I don't really want to say broke, you know what I'm saying? But you have, because it really shouldn't be just like, from what I know, it seemed like money get to people after a while and they kind of lose their sensibility. You know what I'm saying? And so shout out to all the people who got money and they ain't lost shit. They ain't lost their sensibility, motherfucker. Okay? Because you ain't treasure that shit. You understand what the fuck going on. Move forward. Candy, she just like one of these kinds of people. This, no matter what. Now, this is a grown woman and this is like, you know, I ain't trying to be this type of way. You know, so there's a flip side to everything. I can always praise and praise up and praise up. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to drag nobody down with the shit I'm saying. I just got to keep it real for what the fuck I see. If it don't entertain me, it don't entertain me. Candy is boring. And she's all, I can't believe after all these years I start watching and she's right back here. She's right back here crying. Right back there. Right back here. Right back here. I can't believe it. Wait a minute. I mean, that's a freaking mess. What you want me to do? What you want me to say? It's too much. She always crying. But I can dig it, Candy. I'm a crier. I'm a big crier. Actually, there's a small percentage of people in the world that cry a lot. And that's because they perceive things on a higher level. So, you know, I'm just trolling you a little bit, Candy. You know what I mean? That was a little troll there. I'm a motherfucker. I cry a lot too. I cry a lot too, Candy. I really do. I do. But I just feel like you cry even when you angry. God damn, you a small percentage of the world, girl. So I called this one fish out of water. Because she's explaining how the fuck people is, same motherfucker she have been complaining about for the last couple years, in case she noticed, you know, inside her life, Todd. So she's having more kids by him and shit, so I don't know. But yeah, they're together, and she said, look, don't try to make me feel like I'm the motherfucking problem. Don't try to make me feel like, because I'm the motherfucking bitch that's doing everything around these motherfucking corners, okay? From the beginning to the end. Now, I understand you got dreams, hopes, and shit you want to do, but motherfucker, if you couldn't find your way all this motherfucking time, you could learn from me, you could set some shit up, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Because I'm trying to be a mother, and I'm still trying to be Candy. And I've been throwing in that sexy for your ass in between and giving you more babies. Like, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? Candy Ray throwing a motherfucking towel. She's fish out of water. All right. She feel like a fish out of water right now. That's why I got that in the background. All right. I can't believe much hasn't changed with Candy since Nene left all the crying. So in 22 minutes, that's messed up. They waited literally until the end of the goddamn world to put Marlo on this motherfucker, to give Marlo a peach. And I say, damn. I say, damn, Marlo, I'm happy for you, but don't you just feel like... So I call this scene Mommy Marlo. Oh, I'm sorry. On my thing, I call it Mommy Marlo, but for you all, it's called Mother Love. I think I call this Mother Love because you got this lady here being a mother, and then, Marlo's being a mother, you know, and she's a mother of love. I love her, and I love because she really, really genuinely loves these children. It's like, when you don't bring children in the world, but then you sign up for this job, and you just take that, I'm gonna fucking tell you, being a mother is the hardest job that you will ever have in motherfucking life. It's the hardest job you ever have in motherfucking life. So for Marlo to sign up to do the damn job. Okay. Stand the fuck up. Throw flowers, rice, everything. A bouquet. This lady deserves it all. We love Marlo. And we've been wanting her to get a peach. They was just like, you know, so basically Bravo was just trying to like, look, we refuse the whore, okay? We refuse the whore brand, Marlo. It's called Real Housewives of Atlanta, not Real Whores, okay? So they wasn't willing to give her no peach for whoring around with them old white men. They wasn't willing to do it. Now, when she decided to put on her mother's thinking cap, okay, her thinking mother's cap, then they was like, all right, girl, we're going to give you this peach. You know what I'm saying? You might not be a wife, but wives take care of kids and their mothers. All right, just pass her a peach. And you know what? We really trying to keep up with the fact that Nene ain't here. So we just gonna go ahead. I think they've been planned on that. But again, they was totally against whoredom. So they was like, no, we can't do that until she got something else going on for her. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy for Marlo. I'm about time for it. About time for Nene ass to come back, though. Oh, man. Fuck out of here. So then, I wanted to bring this up because this is very important. Because I'm very, very serious about mothering as well. And the insane Marlo says the kids respecting her is important. And I just wanted to say it's actually important to life itself. Because if those children don't respect you, they will not respect anyone else. And it's important for us to respect our children. And take their feelings into consideration. You just don't cater to their feelings. You don't let them make the decisions, because that's ridiculous, because they don't know what the fuck is best. They didn't get here first. We didn't ask to be here. We don't even know, every motherfucking thing, but we damn sure know what's best for them. We should, and they're our children. You understand that? So I see the fine line that Marlo is finding, and they're calling it new parenting. That's very, very funny, because I just learned that through trial and error, having a very, very hard, stern mom. So what I said to myself is, I'm going to find a medium with my children. So I'm not going to be overbearing, but I, and again, it doesn't come with a handbook. Nobody's perfect. Okay. That's about as personal as I'm gonna get though. I'm not fucking with you motherfuckers out here, because you motherfuckers ain't right, okay? I wanna remind you, this is a private channel. I'm a private person, and I'm just sharing my research and shit with you publicly. You will not ever see me on that TV. I don't give a fuck how, I don't give a fuck what happened. I don't care if this shit take off. And that ain't no, you know, and thank you if you was thinking about it.
Peacock TV, Bravo, Netflix, VH1, and MTV.
Thank you. I decline fast forward, because that's not what I want. That's not what I'm here for. Moving forward. Shout out to
YouTube. I am looking to be in the monetization program. Love you guys. Hello.
All right. So, moving forward. Yeah, because I ain't made shit. I still have children that I'm raising. And shit is getting bad out here. They need to be in private school. Come on now. Come on now. Hit the like. That's all I'm asking. More life. Okay. So at 26 minutes, did I say already? Did I say this already? I think I said I would trade a talent to have Sheree's body. I was ready to talk about Sheree's body again, but we ain't gonna have to worry about it, I don't think. So at 28 minutes, new light skin had a problem with Candy doing a background check. I called her new light skin because I don't even know her goddamn name. I mean, I think they said it twice. This is a fucking mess. And I had to go back and get scenes and every goddamn thing. I'm with you, Candy. She's a forgettable motherfucker. So I don't know what she wanted from you. She ain't gonna get it from me neither. Do we have a problem? I labeled this scene, do we have a problem? Yeah, because who the fuck is you with this crooked ass jaw? And then she got this crooked jaw. You know, and if she's had a stroke, then I'm sorry. You know, I apologize, and I will apologize for saying anything about your crooked jaw, because coming from a healthcare background, that shit ain't no joke. And I worked on a stroke unit. I mean, I got a story to tell about that too. A wonderful, miraculous story. But I don't feel like crying right now, so I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna talk about it. It's in one of these videos, somewhere around these corners. But yeah, y'all. So she got the crooked mouth, and I don't trust her. Okay, the hoe looked like she's too young to have had a goddamn stroke. She got a crooked mouth. That looked like a dope. That's a dope crooker. That's a dope jaw. Okay, that's a dope lean in her mouth, and I don't like it. And she already come there starting shit. Cause I mean, first of all, girl, you didn't even have nothing to bring back to Sheree and them. You didn't even know if Candy said that at all. You could say, I heard she... Like, you just want to have something to say on the camera. And girl, bye. She looked like she wear 1,000 pounds of makeup. You know, I hope nothing be happening to you at home, honey. Because now I'm thinking about that crooked jaw. And now I'm looking at them 1,000 pounds of makeup. Okay. I hope that's not the case. Because check out my little Queen's Court video. I ain't gonna keep on saying what it is and my little background story, child. But yeah. So we'll just let it go then, because I don't know what your motherfucking story is, but you better get deal with it. If that's what the fuck are going on, go deal with that shit. Don't come around these corners, start trouble, trying to have problems with people that you barely motherfucking know and people that don't know you at all, girl. Bye. So she said she got a problem with Candy doing a background check. Plenty of people do background checks on people. So it's far past celebrities. Of course a celebrity going to do it. Girl, bye. If you hire a babysitter, who the fuck ain't going to do a background check on them? Babysittercare.com. Care.com. Do it for you. Girl, what you talking about? Girl, we is in 2023. Women are doing background checks on men they're dating. Who the fuck are you? You're about to be in her space. Bravo is putting you in her immediate direct space, okay? And some of these friendships that Candy has formed with these ladies on the show is really sincere. So, girl, bye. A background check, girl. That's just standard. And nowadays, moving forward. And she just look fake as shit. That's my other last note that I made. She just look fake as shit. And if you can't see it, I ain't gonna explain it no more. At 30 minutes or so, I think if Sanya... So wait a minute. So Sanya is... See, here's the thing. I'm glad that she throwing her... Listen, Ross is the boss. Applesauce. Okay, with the applesauce. Wait a minute. Redeeming party. So we call this one, I say we is me. And I wanna remind you guys that I do everything 100% myself. The visuals, the editing, everything, obviously the talking, all of this, intro, outro. So you can hit me up on a DM. I mix this. I does this. I taught myself how to do this. I didn't even watch one tutorial. Shout out to Canva. I learned how to use all this software on my own. I taught myself, and I didn't even watch the goddamn tutorials like I supposed to did. So can you imagine if I go back and watch exactly how to do shit, I might be real lit. But, you know, I learned like this. Just trial and error. Trial and error. That's why I'm a late bloomer. Moving forward. So I just feel like if Sanya threw a lackluster party a year ago, she's going to look like a fool for spending $100,000 on a party this year. I mean, these girls are not those girls. Like I say, if this was Married to Medicine, girl, they would be riding her ass. They were so ignorant. They'd be talking about her at the motherfucking party. Like, ooh, I wonder how much just set their ass back. Girl, they'd be done pulled up Ross's income online, your income online. They'd be done pulled up the party plan and motherfucking bill and everything, just subtracted that. See how much money you got left. Goddamn, girl. They'd be done talk to the waiters and shit. See if you tip. Girl, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, hopefully it was 100%. See, if it was 100% just fully all about Ross, you'd had another motherfucking cookout. Okay? Because what you had was a cookout. And just called it a party. That's why they was pissed off. You should have just called it a cookout. So now you actually threw an extravaganza. This is a motherfucking extravaganza. You done passed the party. So if you throw him another party, so what we gonna do now for 41 now? See, this is the shit that they got caught up in the New Jersey Housewives. But see, this is what I'm a little pissed off about too, because don't y'all remember how Bravo would facilitate a lot of these events for the other, like the Caucasian show, the let me say the
you know, the majority of the cast is Caucasian people, those shows like that, the Housewives in New York, and they would facilitate these trips. Even these women can attest to this. And then they sent their ass to Savannah, and they sending them all. That shit is crazy. And also, shout out to Vanderpump Rules, streaming now on Bravo. I'm gonna catch up to it, winning if I can. So basically, they was, you know, they paid for Katie and Tom's wedding, and they let them do it at Lisa's mansion. So they didn't pay for shit. This is fucked up how they carrying these women over on Bravo, random corners. That's why Nene, shout out to Nene Leaks.
Okay, Nene is here on YouTube. Okay.
Streaming now everywhere on YouTube. We love Nene Leaks. That's why Nene Leaks is, I think she's winning the goddamn case over random corners. I think she winning or she won. Because, I mean, you can just look at the history of Bravo and you can see how much they have not supported. And see, that's why I was more than happy to fucking, I didn't boycott, I didn't strike, I did what the fuck I can do, I do what I want to do. I ain't paying, fuck you, see you later. Cancel that motherfucking cable shit. Because I was only watching that shit for Bravo. And I was only watching Bravo for Housewives. And I was only watching Housewives for Nene Leakes. Bye. Oh, so that's why I stopped. But we back. Welcome back. Yeah, y'all. So, you know, I just feel like she gonna look like a fool again. I don't know how far it's gonna take it. I mean, I feel sorry for Ross's pockets, because, you know, girl, he just wanted to love you, girl. You better stop. You better stop all this shit, because, you know, listen. Calm down. No more parties like that. Recoup your money. I hope the check that you got from Bravo would be at least three times as much. I hope you get at least a quarter. I hope you get at least 300,000, because I would need at least 300,000. Because even if you give me 200,000, I spend $100,000 on a party. What the fuck? I'm only getting $100,000 for the show, man. All right. So I just mentioned to myself that I really miss Cynthia. And I just miss some of the, you know, it's like y'all could change around the cast. It's like y'all could change it around all y'all want to. But as long as you see Cynthia's face on the marquee or Cynthia's face on all the things, I won't watch this show, but as long as, you know, I knew Cynthia was on there, it was just like, damn, you know what I mean? Cynthia's another staple of the show, like Nene, you know? So, where we at? I think I'm crashing off of these things I had. So, shout out to Starbucks. I decided I wanted to go ahead and get my so here's the thing. I felt like before the...
Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts.
Before their turtle ice latte... the turtle signature latte. Before that, I felt like Starbucks had the best iced lattes, right? That's they're the kings of that over there. And then Dunkin' Donuts is the kings of hot everything, right? So I started out my day with a Starbucks, and that was delicious. It was a lot of chocolate, and I had to get decaf because chocolate really gets me going anyway. So then that shit's gone because I love chocolate. Then I have to go back outside to get...
Shout out to Vicks Vapor Puffs. For all of your cold and allergy needs. I love those.
Better. Moving forward. So then that was cool. My eye's switching now. So that's way too much. Never gonna do this again like that. So then I had to mosey on over there and get something hot from Dunkin' Donuts. Right? So then I said, yeah, well, I had the turtle latte cold, so I'm gonna have it hot. Sheesh, little freaking waste. It turns out it is... let's just say again, my eye switching, right? Very, very concentrated with all that chocolate and turtle and caramel and no. I realized too that sugar was the single most... that's like the worst thing to do to Native Americans ever. Moving forward. All right. Where were we here? Marlo's dress is gorgeous. You know? I don't think... where are we right here? Yeah, Marlo just really, she always does it right. Marlo just, you know, Marlo's got it. She's got it. She's always had it, and she's got that lisp. Her lisp is to the point where it's sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like her lisp. Like if you are a man, and I just have this thing about me where I can kind of, probably because I was raised by men. You know what I'm saying? Like I have like
a lot of good strong men in my family. Shout out to them.
And if you're a woman who can like attest to that, who can like identify with that, don't you find that you have a lot of good men in your family, but then it's like hard for you to find one, and that's fucking crazy? Is that crazy? But then, I mean, like in my situation, I realized that the problem was I was meeting good men when I was a young girl, a young lady. So I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I was like, they're passing me by. And then we were like a woman. You're like, you know what I mean? You get it. I'm on forward. So Marlo dresses gorgeous. I don't think Sheree should have brought Martell to the party. Because at that time that I felt like she shouldn't have brought her to the party, I didn't know that it had been 2 years since he had been divorced or since some sort of a scandal with his wife and all that shit. So I'm just like, God, that's so I don't know. I still don't think she should have brought him to the party, because if he's worrying about like clout or whatever. And I mean, it's Bravo. If it's just about your relationship, then no, she shouldn't have brought him. So, you know what I mean? But I mean, he is like, you know, they look great together. So what the hell? She wants to show him off. I can dig it. But it'll be that same thing that'll probably wind up biting her in the ass in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Like, a part of me still just feels like she should not have brought Martell. I don't think so. And so wait. Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah, Marlo is the shit this season. Marlo is the absolute. She is that.
The melanated woman is so amazing how, like, with time, she just gets more and more wonderful.
Shout out to melanated women, because we don't call anyone black over here, because this is supposed to be black land. Need you guys to find out, wake up about what the fuck you are, where you're from. All right, shout out to us. I'm one of them. Okay. So at about 41 minutes and 16 seconds, the light-skinned newbie, because I still don't remember her name. You're forgettable in oh so many ways. Light-skinned newbie got too loud for most women. So, you know, I really, really, really want to commend Candy for being as calm as she was. So I labeled this scene, we definitely have a problem. Oh, we definitely have a problem. Yeah, look at Marlo's crazy ass. She is a mess. Somebody put Marlo on like a show with a what's the thing they have? A script? Put her on there, because I love how she made that sneaky look. She need to be on something real funny. A funny sleuth. Wait a minute. So she's definitely giving Inspector Gadget, sexy Inspector Gadget over here. And I'm loving it, child. She's like, I'm just going. And I love how she playing it. Like, this shit ain't got nothing to do with me, but I'm on. And you see the camera. Marlo, you got, you working. You, like I said, you getting better with time, girl. You getting better with time. Fine wine. So this little one, this little crooked mouth hoe, she really, look, she can't even cuss you out with a straight face. What's wrong with her? Is it her teeth? Is it her teeth pressing against her jaw like that? Child, I hope anybody knocking her screws are loose, because I don't feel so bad that I done said anything about this woman's jaw. Child, please, if anybody know if something going on behind them closed doors with her, let me, you know, put it in comment DM so I can say nothing else about this woman. But if it ain't, she need to straighten her goddamn mouth out. And you need to stop trying to cause trouble. And if something is going on with her, you need to tell her to confront her goddamn husband, because if she keep on trying to buck at Candy, like Candy said, she about to headbutt the bitch. She said she about to headbutt this hoe. She about to headbutt her. Okay, she mad now. And I don't blame her. She keep bucking at her. And you know, it's a person like this that'll buck. And then when Candy knocked the shit out, she hit me. No. You know what I'm saying? She trying to miss silly know her ass. That's what she trying to do. She pumping her ass up so she can knock her ass down. And then they going to rush in and they going to take Oprah Winfrey a fucking way for 30 years. Candy don't fall for the trap. All right. Remember Tyler Purple? Know what I'm saying? So, yeah, because I'd have been cracked her ass in the mouth. All right. Well, I'm just saying. Well, you got to see what I'd have done is I'd have popped it real quick so fast that this Sanya wouldn't even know what's going on. Then I'd have screamed and dropped on the floor. They're like, what the fuck happened? You think I wouldn't have? Shit, try that shit. See if it don't work. I want to thank you guys for joining me. Don't forget to hit the bell. Like, share, and subscribe to the channel.
looking forward to next week's episode. I'm always mosey back around these cronas so I can finish up our recap
for the Queen's Court. Shout out to the Queen's Court, streaming now on Peacock TV. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.